Of Hacker Voice Radio. You're listening to us on the 27th of April 2006. In the show tonight, we have Dark Nature and
Hello.
Myself.
Though that's a spanker of an episode.
And the Doctor Who.
Yes. How goes it?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Doing a bit of swap tonight. We didn't have you yesterday. Now we don't have Planet.
No. It's still. That's a worry, hey. I've put in me for the change. So what do we know?
What do we know? Apparently there's a new Envision board exploit that's been going around. That seems to have shut down the Binary Revolution forums.
Oh, no.
And I saw that happen this morning, and looks like it's back up again. So let's just see if we can get the word out on what's going on with that. It's a some sort of... this forum is going offline for updates. That's all it says. And apparently has come back up again, so it looks like it was an exploit in one of the versions of the IPD. So, yeah, it's all back up.
That shit. That's what I think really fucks me off, you know, when people like... I mean, good people like Stank put on, a community for the rest of us, and people come in and just fuck it up.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to really expect those kind of things, purely because there is always going to be complete idiots in the world that like to fuck things up for other people. And that group that did actually do that exploit is part of the, I think they're called the, not noobs, goons. Yeah, G00NS.com. They're like ruining your online experience, a bit like the other group that goes around defacing people's websites and all this kind of crap. And they're just a bunch of idiots at the end of the day. Apparently, the forum was down for some time as a precautionary measure after StankDog noticed some attempting to exploit a recently announced vulnerability in Envision. The exploit appears to have failed since it was patched and did not go around to Legend Stank and had not got around to sit and don't know that. Oh, right, okay. So apparently it actually failed.
Ah, good.
So, yeah.
So he just took it down as a precautionary sort of.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. because I'd hate for someone to come and start fucking around with Hackerforce Radio's forums.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it could happen.
It could happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I, you know, every day I expect that to happen.
Oh yeah. I'm fully expecting something to happen to Operation Fishnet at some point.
Yeah.
Especially when you do a Who Is, and it seems that one-on-one are not very keen on the idea of granting me any anonymity with the Who Is records.
Sure.
You know, because it's a .org domain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit of fear, but there you go. I stand by the courage of my convictions.
Yeah.
You know, so. But yeah, it's the sort of thing that, you know, you go that extra mile to create an online community where people can get together and you know, share ideas, and so it's all a good thing. But it only just takes a couple of idiots to. I mean, I'll bet these people didn't even discover the fucking exploit themselves.
No, just, of course they didn't discover that.
No, they just read it somewhere online. Oh, it's great! This week you can go and pwn somebody's you know forum and show how fucking great we are because we've got really small dicks. You know.
Yeah.
Well. Like I say, I would just hate for someone to do that to the Hackervoice Radio website because, you know, it could happen. But then
well, as soon as I found out about this, I just backed up the entire SQL database just in case, and nothing's happened so far. But I'm pretty sure that something will happen along the lines, and you know, you're just gonna get it. You've got to be. You've got to be ready, and you've got to know when it happens.
You've got to be a man about it, I suppose, haven't you? You've got to be a man about it, but then again, you could always cut the fucking arms off.
Yeah.
That would, that'd learn them. Bastards.
Anything else in the... In the recent news?
Well, I was watching the news today about the European Parliament wanting us all to carry tracking devices in the cars.
Yeah.
You know, so that if you have an accident, the car can phone up and report it and say where we are and what have you, and get the emergency services out nice and quick.
Yeah.
It all seems like a good idea, really, apart from the whole thing of... They'll know where your car is at all times.
Yeah.
Which kind of seems like less of a good idea, really. Mm. You know? Especially as. Yeah, well, they might be able to do every speed cameras eventually, mightn't they? Because your car's got a GPS and it's able to call in. I'm sure it knows how fast it's going, so, you know, you break the speed limit and your car dresses you up. Good idea, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not that we endorse breaking the speed limit, but sometimes you just need to.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just need to go really fast because you think there is a giant spaghetti monster chasing you.
Or is well,
and you can't stop there because it's bat country.
and when the aliens are taking over your local town, well, you've got to get out there quick, haven't you?
Giant manatees descend on the car.
I've had that.
Yeah,
And it really does knacker up the paint a lot.
Yeah.
You've got to be careful with the manatees. Oh, yeah.
Those manatee bastards.
It's Manatee Man. But yeah, I'm not so keen on that idea. But then again, I wouldn't be buying a new car anyway, but a brand new car.
Yeah.
The whole thing of like it devaluing rapidly as soon as you drive out the out of the dealer's parking lot.
Well, investing in vehicles has never been a profitable thing.
No, it's something that people do, I think, for the bragging rights more than that. It's like I've got a brand new car with a brand new number plate on it. Well, lucky you, did you make it yourself?
Yeah.
But if they want to buy a brand new car with a built-in Big Brother on board, well, that's alright, isn't it? Yeah, it's their money. And, in other news, child stalking banned for paedophile.
Right.
And, a convicted paedophile has been banned from stalking children and hanging around schools after his behaviour sparked concern. I'll bet it did. Michael Pedley, 53, of Boscombe in Bournemouth, has several convictions for indecently assaulting boys. Dorset Police said he has been seen stalking paperboys and littering near schools in the town, and there was a very high risk he would reoffend. Well. Lots of love for the paedophiles, haven't we?
Yes.
It's banning him from stalking young boys is it's probably a good thing that he's not allowed to do that, isn't it?
Yes, well, it's like saying, well, you can't do anything because... Well, no, it's like, well, you can't fucking rape someone because we banned you now. It's not going to stop him very much from doing
that. That's right.
Well,
that's
at
right.
least... It, I mean... It is a bit of a precautionary measure, but... If he reoffends, who's going to stop him? You know, if he does actually go ahead and do something.
Make no mistake, he probably will. Mm. Let's face it, It's a deep sickness whereby they... I've heard of all manner of justification for these people. They say, well, they were abused as children and, you know, if it's only just looking at pictures and it's harmless as long as they're just looking at pictures because at least then they're not doing anything. Well, the thing of it is that, you know... these people are like a ticking bomb. You know, yeah. eventually the thrill of the looking at the pictures is not going to be enough. Really, the world's fucking crowded enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not a big advocate of locking people up for the rest of their lives because I don't like causing suffering. Mm. You know, extended suffering.
Sure.
And I wouldn't keep a dog locked up for the rest of its life because that would be cruel. If I had a dog that was sick and I knew that it couldn't be made better, I'd shoot it. Because that's the least cruel thing to do.
Yeah.
You see? Likewise, if I had a dog that had a very infectious disease and I knew that it was going to be a danger to anybody that it came into contact with, then I'd shoot the dog because, again, it's the least it's one dog gone. But everyone else around it is safe. I think, you know, it's, I don't know, I have a certain problem with stories like that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you murdered that person, so don't do it again. It's bad. We're watching you, and if we catch you, we'll tell you not to do it again. Oh, you're blowing up.
Hello. How are you?
Well,
you're very quiet.
A little pedophile chat.
You're very quiet there.
Hang on. Any better?
Yes, a bit better.
Who do you have?
How's it going?
It's going well.
Yeah, we missed you on Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely. I've been putting together promotional packages for the Cannes Film Festival in May.
Right.
Craziness.
Hi, it's Ionix. How's it going, dude?
Oh, it's going alright.
Cool. I'm only just hearing you.
Yeah. Well, so what's new?
What's new? I don't know. It's quite a difficult question to ask. Answer. Got that IPB forum exploit going around that kind of froze. I've been around forums for a little while.
Yeah, did we shut ours down, or do we just not give a shit?
well, we're definitely vulnerable to it.
Yeah, fun.
I might email. What does it do? It gets. From reading the exploit, the source code of it, it can get the IP addresses of other IP addresses, passwords of other connected people on the actual board and stuff like that. So yeah, it's quite fun. I might actually do it myself to the board.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm gonna pwn my own forum. Ha 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 ha, pwned.
I'm just having to read through it now.
So, net neutrality provision rejected. So, internet companies and consumer groups calling for new US law that would prohibit broadband providers from blocking or degrading some connection lost a major battle this week when a US House of Representatives committee voted down such a provision. The House Energy and Comments Committee during the debate on a telecommunications reform bill rejected an amendment that would write so-called net neutrality provisions into the U.S. law. Backers of a net neutrality law wanted Congress to prohibit U.S. broadband providers from blocking or slowing down their customers' connections to websites or services that compete with services offered by other providers. So, this is something that was talked about a while back on the show. And I was really shocked and appalled that this was even possible, that they were even allowed to do something like this. And apparently now the law has been quashed.
Yeah, well, I've heard that it's been going on for a while where certain telecoms providers are flagging VoIP calls.
Yeah.
Giving a higher priority to their own VoIP service than other VoIP services. And in some cases, actually degrading other VoIP services.
Yeah.
But I was not aware of it happening with, your web browsing experience. And it strikes me as being a little bit, anti-competitive, really.
Well.
You know? It's the kind of thing that Microsoft was getting their asses kicked over. So, it's not big, it's not clever, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It's fucking shocking, to say the least.
It's not nice.
Yeah, definitely very, very evil.
Very evil, yeah. Let's just hope it doesn't catch an over air day.
Yeah.
Well, with the monopoly on your telecom, I don't think it really will.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
What are they going to
do?
Stop their own calls to themselves?
Well, I mean, they could slow down or block. They could slow down or block VoIP traffic or something like that.
They already do by offering shitty broadband.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
I'm sorry, that was a cheap shot.
Well, actually, my current broadband provider is awesome.
Well, you're not with BT.
No, not anymore. BT is shite.
I'm with MTL, and they're quite the thing, I tell you. Not bad sometimes, but generally they have issues, let's say. I mean, some of the phone calls I've had in the past with them, because I've lost internet connectivity and I've been connecting with my Linux box,
And
they're saying, right, well, go to the control panel, It's Linux. Right. Well, go to the start menu and then go to. It's Linux. Right. Go to my computer. I'm like, no, it's fucking Linux. It's, you can't use Linux to connect to it. It's, why? It's not compatible with our service. Really? Is it? Yeah, it's, you can't, I mean, these are like the bloody, reading a script to technical support people. No, you can't use Linux on the internet. I'm saying, well, that's a bit weird, that, because...
You can't use Linux on the internet.
I've actually had that line told to me.
Linux is not compatible on this version of the internet.
Honestly, I've actually had that read out to me by one of the support staff at NCL.
I love that. Whereas Linux has a better fucking TCP/IP stack than the Windows machine stacks.
Yeah. Considerably so, yeah. I mean, I kind of said that, it seems a bit funny that you can't run Linux on the internet when most of the internet is run on Linux.
Servers.
that's right, yeah. And then they put me through to a higher technical support member who had heard of Linux.
Yeah.
In conversation on TV or something. But yeah, they're great, I tell you. It's, and also they insist on having this bloody transparent proxy that prevents you from doing anything good with your connection, really. Which, but yeah, I'm looking at moving to Bulldog at some point, when they get round to putting some cables around here.
See, I'd warn you against that. I've had very, very poor experience with Bulldog customer services.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, do you find that the provision though decent? The actual carrier.
Well. I think there was something really fucked up with my actual physical line.
Right.
As far as it going towards the actual fucked upness of the ISP, I don't know. If I had a better line to test them with, I'm sure they'd be really fantastic and very stable. But, I can't say, because I had the same or similar problems with BT. But they did, on many occasions, just, disconnect my line.
And, oh, that's good of them.
Yeah, that was good. I think they're just testing me.
Yeah. I sometimes get that feeling.
I down every now and again in time how long it takes you to call them. Make sure you're on your toes.
Yeah.
They love it when I call NCL.
I'm sure they've got you. They've got you. There's a little special light that lights up when you call.
Oh yeah. Occasionally.
No dial ring. Commissioner? Oh no, wait.
Commissioner Gordon, quick to the dark nature phone. No, I mean occasionally. For no reason, I just lose all DNS resolution.
Yeah.
And so, the only way I can browse the internet is by remembering IP addresses of websites I want to go to.
Wait, can't you just put in, a secondary open DNS?
Sir? Hello?
Can you repeat that? Hello? Ah, he hung up. Could you put in a secondary open DNS?
No, it seems to be a bit forbidden by NCL.
Right.
The using anyone else's DNS but theirs. And, yep. Bad shit.
The Federation.
Yeah, it's a bad shit indeed. It also kind of makes certain things like...
Hello? Well, we can't hear you. Never mind. Yes, sorry, I stopped you there.
No, that's fine. Yeah, and their enforced transparent proxy as well tends to make it a bit difficult to do certain things, like OS detection,
right.
You know, with Nmap, never ever works. You know, so your well, your port-sniffing activities can be a little bit a little bit limited, really. But I suppose it's cheap.
You know that Bulldog is NTL, or is it cable and wireless?
Right. I didn't know that. No, and. Cable and wireless own NTL as far as I know. I believe they are.
Yeah. I think they're all fucking they're all fucking their same sisters, aren't they?
Well, bad shit. Ah, well, I'll have to keep my eye open for somebody, you know, somewhere, some other non-evil provider.
Home Choice is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everyone's talking about this talk stuff at the moment, you know, because they have the free broadband for life. But it's not as free as it seems, really, is it?
No. Oh, we can hear you. Oop, no.
No.
Weird. I don't know. Something wrong going on with this Ionix dude. I think he was too early to assault our British ISPs.
They're blocking him.
Yeah.
Maybe his American electricity is not compatible with the English internet.
His American packets are not compatible with our British packets.
That's what it is. Yeah.
We have an extra layer in our TCP/IP stack called the T layer. And then we have a biscuit layer. Maybe some. Maybe a scone even.
Jam on crackers and stuff.
Yes.
It's TCP cream tea.
Yes. Scone over tea. It's very much a connection oriented protocol.
They take their protocols very, very seriously. It's a social protocol.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The handshaking is very...
Hello and welcome to Aspects Gallery. To reach Joshua Simons, please press 1. To reach Galen O'Ryan, please press 2. To join a conference, please press 3. To hear these options again, press 4.
You are currently the only person in this conference.
Aww.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Ah, soothing music.
Hello.
Hello.
Haha. Hash, what is it, *61? Bums me to you.
No, *61's the talking weather.
Ah, well then why talk weather then?
Yeah, read me out the weather report for the day.
Come on.
And the rest of the week.
Well, it was quite sunny now. It's a bit dark now, so don't worry about it.
Well, it's New York's weather, not London.
The weather outside is, one second. It's not that bad.
Dark.
Dark.
Yeah, it's very dark.
But it's nighttime.
Yeah. I guess it's quite cold. I can see a small dog with a coat on.
I just can't get used to the whole thing of it not being raining 24 hours a day just lately.
Yeah.
It's been gorgeous here.
I'm sure.
About 60 degrees, sunny. I played some golf today.
Hmm.
Oh, well, look at you.
Yeah.
When it gets above absolute zero around here, people start walking around with shorts and t-shirts on. It's, you know,
not quite. Our winters are pretty harsh.
Yeah. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, our summers are pretty harsh.
Well, bollocks to that. I'm being told that I sound well posh with my scones and shit.
What?
We were talking about your TCP/IP stack is your American one is incompatible with our English one.
Yeah.
I was saying that we have three extra layers: the tea layer, the biscuit layer, and the scone layer. And you're missing those headers on your your packets.
Yeah, but we've got the crappier layer. We've got the NASCAR layer. And we've got the we're gonna take over the damn world layer.
I have a cream tea filter.
Have either of you checked the Google Analytics lately?
For us?
Yeah.
I checked it today. Why? What did you see?
Oh, I just put together a map of the past 500 hits.
Yeah.
And I want to know, who are we getting from Pakistan? There's like two different cities in Pakistan. There's one in Oman. There's the United Arab Emirates.
Yes, I saw that on a different counter that we have as well. I saw a couple of hits from Saudi Arabia, United Emirates, and all those.
From China.
Yes. Some very, very interesting hits from places where I possibly don't want to get hits from.
The entire continent of Africa is missing.
Yeah, they don't have internet.
No, they don't.
They're using their internet connection up just to send out spam.
No, they've got like some sick fiber optic. It's just not compatible.
Yeah. They don't have any incoming traffic. All of it's just outgoing. It's just spam.
it's all used up.
Spam and phishing.
Yeah.
It's all used up by begging messages.
Internet in Africa, then how do these Nigeria scammers work?
So, isn't it? My father was a very, very wealthy prince. Unfortunately, he died, and all my money is now tied up. Can you give me your bank account number so I'll put it all into your bank account? And yeah, I will. Don't you worry. People have fell for this stuff.
I know.
It's great, isn't it?
I know. I'm still waiting for my million.
You're still waiting for it? Oh, God, I got mine.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really poor at the moment, and I was...
Well, they were supposed to send me 1.5 million, and they sent 15.
Yeah.
I was quite surprised.
And for some reason, all this money just keeps on coming out of my bank account, and I don't know where it's going. I'm still waiting. Apparently, I'm also wanted for some reason, and my passport is no longer valid.
Probably
orders to shoot on site, but I don't know.
I don't know what happened. I just gave them my passport, my credit cards account, my bank codes, and everything. All this shit's happening now.
It seems you're probably funding some third world insurgency going on.
Yeah, exactly. From my bedroom. Without even lifting a finger.
Oh, great stuff.
Yeah.
I once came across a website where people would, you know, fuck about with these 419 scammers.
Yes.
And like they'd actually engage them and lead them on. You know, pretending, and arrange to meet them with all sorts, and they say, wait in the airport and hold up a sign with my name on it. My name is like, you know, I'm a cunt or something. Right. And then they'd turn up and take photographs of these, like Nigerian blokes studying, like, in the airport with a big sign over there saying, like, oh, I am a cunt or something. All sorts of weird stuff. It's really, really bonkers. But, I mean, you don't want to mess with them because they are fucking dangerous people.
Yeah.
You know, the big cases of people, you know, going missing and like, not to be seen again. You know, so I wouldn't encourage people to mess with them too much, but maybe a little light taunting, you know, can be amusing.
Oh, I don't know. If I could get him to Grand Central Station, I guarantee I'd be safe.
Ah, yeah.
Brazil Nuts just saying that his wife is from Africa. And
is she a Nigerian scammer?
Well, that's what I just asked him. I said, does she have 4 million and is she from Nigeria? And he said, she's white from Zimbabwe. Okay, I guess.
Africa is pretty big. One F, and that is the understatement of the century.
It's pretty big, yeah.
You know, compared to like a G.I. Joe, it's pretty big.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to say it's, you know, it's quite small or...
Another freaking planet.
Is it bigger than a bread bean?
Well, let's just say you can't run each end to another.
Sounds like a challenge to me. Sounds like a bet.
Sounds like another project for Hacker Voice Radio. Denial runs Africa.
Let's see the color of your money, dude. Yeah. Sounds like a bet.
With a GPS and a laptop. War run Africa from one end of the continent to the other.
Hang on, I'll be right back.
Ooh, we're on hold.
He's off?
Nice, he's put us on hold.
He's trainers on now?
Yeah.
I'll show him.
Do da 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 dee dee do. Your hold music is so lame.
It's very soothing.
At least put some proper music. Like, I don't know, System of a Down, maybe?
Bit of Juno Reactor would go down well, wouldn't it?
Yeah. The kombucha mushroom people sitting around all day. Sugar!
Who's that?
It's System of a Down.
Right, I'm sorry.
Who's that? It's so shit that you couldn't even recognize the song.
I've only got a few of their tracks.
Ah.
Yeah. I do like them though, they're good. Yeah, yeah.
It's from their first album, song called Sugar. The kombucha mushroom people sitting around all day.
Outstanding.
Ooh, yes, I need you. Ooh, yes, I need you. Let your mother pray. That's how it goes. I'll see if I can find it, actually.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anything by Kitty?
I've heard of it.
Oh, there. All right. Not bad at all. It's, the lead singer, she's got a lovely voice.
Yeah.
But she also does this mad sort of screeching voice, and I'd say it proper sounds mental.
All right.
She just sounds like a complete mentalist.
He's Sugar now. I'm just going to mute Ionix, because that's really cheesing me off now. Okay, this is Sugar.
Come out at System of a Down with Sugar!
Man.
And that's that is it.
Excellent. And let me just have a da-da-da. I've got that one.
I like the Deer Dance. I think that's the best, one of the best songs they've ever done.
What's that one, sorry? Yeah. Yeah, I've got this one. Thanks for lamenting in protest. It's about police. Presence on your fear. Giants of riot police with rubber bullet kisses. Tom courtesy. Service for the smile.
And so on.
Put the little children with the folly of the magics. Get at the birth of Wigger.
Oh, somebody's Skyped in here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. What's up, man?
And who is this joining us?
This is Twist.
Hello, Twist. How's it going?
I'm good.
Hey, Twist.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's good to hear from you. Are you enjoying our unrehearsed duet of System of a Down?
Yeah, System of a Down. Very good band.
Yes.
I'm not that quiet, am I?
No, you're okay.
Yeah.
Good
what was
you.
That conference thing you did earlier?
Sorry?
What was that conference thing you did earlier?
Conference thing?
Yeah.
Oh, Ionix is PBX?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's his Asterix box that we jumped on. Yeah, and Spangles on Toast has just posted up the URL to download Asterix. However, you can download it, and you'll probably be playing around with it for about, I don't know, 10 years before you figure out how to get the fucking thing to work. I can say, surely, that it took us a long time to get the bloody thing to work.
Basically, it's like a virtual switch box, kind of.
It's a PBX, basically. Yep. It's a very, very versatile PBX. You can do loads of stuff with it, like voicemail, a fucking endless amount of capabilities of the actual you know, various things. You can even plug a plug in a card so that you can route calls through the PBX, as in you call the PBX through a SIP phone, press 9, you get an outside line. You know, you can do like all sorts of stuff with it. It's awesome.
Like a proxy.
You can effectively set up your own
telecommunications. Exactly.
Provider.
Yeah, you can set up yourself as a telecommunications company effectively, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you talking about me again?
We are talking about you again.
Yes.
How did you like the music on hold?
I hated it.
It was pretty
I'm going to throw some funk in there.
Yeah, well...
Or maybe some Enya.
Enya, yes, we could do with some Enya.
The same line from an AC/DC song over and over. Like, just the beginning of Back in Black. The subtle sound. Children screaming and my dog barking.
The sound of small children being slaughtered. For your corporate PBX. That would be funny.
That sounds like someone running their fingers down a blackboard.
No, that was me.
Alright.
Wow. I can make a very high pitched sound with my voice that really pisses off Sapphire.
Yeah, I'm not too fond of it either.
No.
My cat just fell on the floor. like seizure.
Awesome. Dogs all around the world are going crazy right now.
The thing is, I've got my headphones on. She's looking at me with this look of abject terror on her face. What's that noise? Oh my god.
I'm just going to be a human proxy here. for Kissick. Is Ionix going to Hope this year?
When is Hope?
July.
July what?
I don't know.
Early, late?
Probably early, I think.
I think I'll probably be in London at that time.
Oh, right. Okay. Fair enough. So, what are you going to be doing in London, then?
Oh, I don't know. Probably just, crashing in a bus station and, hacking at my five. Nothing major.
I'm sure you're going to be doing stuff with me.
Yeah, I was thinking of, hitting the beginning of the month to do the 2600 meet and everything.
Cool. Awesome.
I mean, it's still contingent on a couple things. I got to make sure that, I got everything set over here before I can commit to anything. But I was thinking.
Yeah, it would be, that we've been planning that for, I don't know how long. Yeah.
July.
Exactly.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'm sure we can get in some trouble. See, I'm only buying a one-way ticket because I'm planning on being deported.
Right.
Right.
And that's like a free trip back to New York.
Yeah.
I'm sure it won't take very much to get deported nowadays.
Yeah. Wait, are you guys allowed to swear at cops?
Yes. No, we're not, actually.
It's not encouraged.
Oh, okay, I gotta remember that.
No, you can get arrested if you swear at a cop, yeah.
Oh, okay, because that's one of my God-given rights here in America.
Is it?
You can even get arrested for sticking
you
up a beast
sign
to a camera.
Can you?
Like, you can't tell a cop you're gonna fucking kill him. But no. You can tell him to go fuck themselves.
Oh, right. No, you can't do that here.
Okay, I gotta remember that.
Okay.
What about those guys that just stand still all the time?
Oh,
are we still gonna go show him porno mags?
Yes.
Okay.
Go up to Her Majesty's guards that can't, move or anything like that. They wear those big fluffy black hats that go vertical. As like a head penis extension. It's like a giant. I bet they've got like giant egg heads underneath that, and they just use them as.
The heads are really that shape.
Yeah, they're really that shape. It's just a head warmer.
Cone heads.
They're like old school hidden cameras. They're just really old.
Yeah, they just sit on top.
Got a thermos and some coffee up there.
Yeah.
But my plan is to go take some pictures of me and Belial and anyone who else who would like to join us just holding up porno mags.
Yeah.
And like flipping the pages for them.
I'll tell you what though,
I'm not doing anything else for them.
One thing I will tell you though is you say they don't move at all and they're not allowed to move.
Yeah.
You know what I was saying about that mate of mine that did some work in Northern Ireland when he was in the services. He told me with some authority that they can move when they need to. You don't want to piss them off.
I'm not
going to
physically harm them.
All right.
The porno mags.
Because when they need to move, they can't fucking move. So. They're among the top soldiers in the world.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they are soldiers.
Yeah.
Oh. I just need a really long stick.
Yeah. Just poke them in the ear repeatedly with a really, really long stick.
A really long pole with a feather on the end.
Yeah, good luck with that twist.
In body armor.
lots of it.
And they have SA-80s on them with a bayonet on top.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Cool. It's alright. I don't think they're going to take too much offense.
I've
seen all these photographs of tourists that like, take pictures with them and things.
Yeah.
And I think just some pictures with raunchy ass porno bags would be great. That'd be my little tourist.
I'm sure they'll love that.
I don't think they'll take much of that. I wouldn't. If I gotta stand there all day while these dumbass and freaking
American tourists
everywhere freaking take pictures.
Anything
that can break up the monotony of the day.
Yeah. And also the fact that they've got SA-80s means you're pretty safe. Because, like, if they try and shoot you, they're just guaranteed to jam up.
They'll just blow up in their hands.
That's right. We might as well give them, like, bloody, I don't know.
Water pistols,
yeah.
It's very, very cold water.
Honestly, you'd be offended if you were shot.
Yeah.
You might catch a cold.
Yeah.
I'll squirt you until you get pneumonia.
Yeah.
Run off the hospital.
And blow on you.
Bullets are a quick death.
Blow up some fans from their back pocket.
We got people in the IRC here posting like random names of bands.
Yeah.
Like Guns N' Roses and Metallica.
Velvet Revolver.
Yeah, they always say, welcome to the 1980s. And AC/DC.
Thunderstrike! With that little dude. Like, ooh, I like that picture. Those two can eat my beef any day.
Oh my
god. Why don't I have ops? Kick. Kick, damn you.
Oh my word. They do on us, don't they?
Shaman, give us ops so we can kick these guys.
No, for the love of God. It's horrible.
Darkness.
The chipmunks.
Alvin, Shaman, Theodore.
Oh, make you stop.
Okay, we're running out of time here. Where has this episode gone?
I don't know.
We started, something happened in the middle, and now we're closing.
Worst show ever.
Yes.
Let's end it with some soothing on-hold movie music.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
Call back, I'll pass you to the talking weather.
Yeah.
Just hit *61
at
when you get the menu.
6:34, it's a bit cold.
Yeah, I was...
I got Stephen Hawking to do it.
That'd be rad.
Stephen Hawking, the weatherman.
Yeah.
It's not quite as good as the computerized hacker voice lady, but...
I like to see him with one of those little pointy sticks. It'd be lethal.
Well, apparently he controls that computer with the movement of his eyes.
Whoa.
I think that shit's fucking awesome.
He's a Borg.
Well, yeah, he's the ultimate fucking computer geek, man. He's like completely... He doesn't have any use for his body. He can't move any part of his body. And, like, he is literally, you know, like a computer as far as everything goes with his external communication to the world. He's just, I really look up to the guy because he's such a very fucking cool mathematician. You know?
Yeah. I bet he's got wireless in his head.
He's got 802.11, like, fucking coming out of his ass.
I mean, if you read his biography, you've got a lot of respect for the guy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it wasn't always that, you know, that way.
No, he only got, what was it, motor neurone disease or something like that? Yeah, around about his late 20s.
Yeah.
That's exactly the time where he figured out the theory of relativity and stuff like that. And you know, it did cause him a lot of problems, but he just kind of kept on going and going. And at that time, I don't think they actually knew what it was.
Well, yeah, and I mean, he did kind of like lose the will to live for a bit.
Yeah.
But then he got over it. And yeah. I mean, the thing is that he's every day he's living on borrowed time. It was meant to be. Meant to have died something like 10 years ago, really. You know, from his condition. People don't normally live for as long as like he has.
Yeah.
You know, with the, you know, with the condition of his severity. But it's just like sheer force of will. And I read of one story regarding him where he was due to give a presentation in some university in London.
Right.
And that morning, he has a major heart incident.
Mm.
Like, you know, proper, like, they had to get the defibrillation pads out and, you know.
Right.
And they said, like, well, we'll have to take it to the hospital. And he's like, well, no, I'm going to do my presentation. And so, like, he wheels himself out onto the stage. And does he talk? Like, despite having just been, like, you know, kickstarted again.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking hardcore.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, if it was me, I'd be in the hospital. You know, I'm not, no doubt about it. If, you know, someone just had to do that to, you know, restart my heart. But
yeah,
you know, he's the kind of bloke where you sort of look at him and yeah. I've read interviews with him. I'm trying to think of one of the books, the author, but the author's like was saying that like. He can talk. Well, at the time that he was, this book was being written, he could talk. Anyway, his speech was very, very slurred.
Mm.
But eventually, you get over that, and you can understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
And so he was talking to this, like, you know, he was talking to Stephen Hawking, like he would talk to anyone else. And they got around to, you know, how's it going, and like, what have you. And the author started complaining about, like, his bad arm. You see, so I've been playing a lot of squash lately. My arm's giving me a lot of trouble. I tell you what, I can hardly move it. And so, like, Stephen Hawking just, like, wheeled himself out of the room. Then came back in a bit, you know, like, half an hour later. I was like, yeah, okay, yeah. he's a good, strong bloke.
Hmm.
I understand that it can be a bit of
a boffin.
Well, it can be a bit of an ass sometimes. Yeah. In that he will sometimes, you know, crash other people's presentations.
Mm.
You know, other physicists will be like, you know, doing a talk on the stage and they'll just wheel himself onto the stage and start proclaiming that they're wrong.
Right.
But you know.
Good to see you still got balls.
On that note, we've got to close the show off. I'm sorry, I have to do it, but I have to keep it within an hour.
No, I understand.
Those are the rules and regulations.
All right.
Yeah.
Terms and services.
Sorry.
Terms and conditions.
Exactly. Terms and conditions apply. New customers only.
Click this box to continue.
Yes.
And we don't want the internet radio, please.
Are you sure you want to continue?
Yeah. Okay, guys. Emails, radio@hackervoice.co.uk. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Play nice. Take care. It anyway, that this is just a passing phase, and the running will wither down to the place I'm supposed to go, in the lines I'm supposed to know. I haven't yet figured out, they all look at me, they let me go, and they watch me moving. This time I'll try to be more beautiful.
So I have to gather up my mind. Bits and pieces are to find.